Well, hello there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani with Jerry Usher, and hopefully you today, because this is the last day of May, the last day. It's also Friday. It's also our monthly unscripted. What does that mean? It means Jerry and I bring nothing to the table. We introduce no new topics. You do everything. You revisit past shows. You can suggest future topics. You can share something that's on your mind or your heart, ask a question about the faith, talk about anything you'd like, because this is your show, unscripted. We do it once a month, usually at the end of the month, and we have arrived. We are here at the end of May. So Jerry and I are super excited to see what you bring to the table for the worldwide audience, and we are so excited about that, because you always bring a variety of topics. And Jerry, I look forward to Unscripted each and every month. I almost heard my voice twice, and I was like, where did my voice come from? And I thought maybe I had arrived in heaven or something. I wasn't sure. Jerry's just getting connected right now. I'm just teasing. So we are super excited that you are with us today on this Friday. And you know, I get a little punchy on Fridays, I'm just going to admit, because I love Fridays. I've said that every single time we've done the show on Fridays, because I went to Catholic school and Fridays was, you know, obviously the end of the week, and I couldn't wait to get off the bus and start playing with my friends in the neighborhood, and it was really cool. So I love Fridays. But hello, Jerry, I believe you're with us.
I am, yes.
I heard myself twice, and I thought maybe I had arrived into heaven or something.
Is that what's going to happen in heaven? Wow.
We hear ourselves twice. No, it just sounded like this beautiful like echo, you know, and it was really cool. And I was like, wow, that's really neat. You know,
cool,
maybe I've been transported somewhere. Just kidding. Okay, it's Unscripted, Jerry. End of the month. You know how it rolls. We ask our Take Two family to step up and bring all the topics. And so here we go. Here's the number. Matt Gabinski's at the call. It's Julianne from New York. If you want to call back from yesterday on the show on jealousy and envy, please call back. We'll happily push you to the front of the line at 833-288-3986.
Well, as we always say, Debbie and I could sit here and talk for 55 minutes between the two of us. We would have no problem doing that. But we want to talk with you about anything that's going on in your world, in your sphere of influence, in your family, in your job, your faith, health, you know, if you're trying to get healthy, if your prayer life is doing great or not so great, faith questions. You can talk about, as Debbie mentioned, something from a previous topic. You can suggest a future topic. So Unscripted is... This is probably, well, we always say it's your show, Take Two Family, but on Unscripted, it is your show more than any other time that we are on the air with this. So what would you like to chit-chat about a little bit? 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
I don't think I've ever heard you say chit-chat. That's so cool.
Now you have.
Yeah. That's it. I heard it one time. That's it. Okay, so Unscripted is anything you have on your mind or heart or you want to bring up. Now is the time to do it. Don't wait till the end of the show, because we usually have full phone lines for Unscripted, and it's very popular. And so call in now. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. If you're listening to us, you have something to say. You want to, you know, maybe there's something you want to ask about the Catholic faith. We'll happily help, or life coaching thing that you want a tip or a tool for, or maybe you really want us to revisit a past topic and really go deeper. And maybe that's what you want. So call in 833-288-3986. That's the number to call. It's my godson Jacob's birthday today. So
oh,
Jacob,
wow,
if you're listening, yes, you know Jacob.
So
Jacob, happy birthday.
Yeah, wonderful day for him. We'll keep him in prayer. And in addition to the phone, you can always email us anything that is on your mind or on your heart today at take2@ewtn.com. The show website, whoops, just got a frog.
You got the frog. You got the virtual frog. Jerry and I have been passing back and forth a virtual frog for almost 15 years now. And we named him Ribbit.
Ribbit, yeah.
And you know what frog stands for? Fully rely on God.
Yeah. My voice has been a little bit hoarse lately anyway. I don't really know why. I'm not using it any more than I normally do.
Huh. But to finish the thought I was making,
The show website is take2show.com. If you're watching on YouTube or Facebook, hello to all of you wonderful people there. You can present your chats there, and they'll get brought over to us by a member of the show team. That would be Michael McCall today. Charles Beery is our producer. Matt Gabensky is screening calls, which are filling up rapidly here. Just a couple of phone lines open on Unscripted, the last day of May, the Feast of the Visitation. Yes. Beautiful, glorious feast. Kind of, it officially brings the month of Mary to an end. But in my morning reflection and my prayer time, it talked about, you know, the month of Mary never ends, really.
That's right.
You know, Mary, the Marian devotion, Mary should be front and center in our hearts, right alongside Jesus, of course, because the visitation, what did she do? She brought Jesus to her relative Elizabeth. And what does she do for us? When we ask Mary to come into our lives, she doesn't come by herself. She brings her son, and she says, here's the one that you really want to have love and devotion for. So Mary brings us to Jesus. That's her main role. So let's celebrate and honor her all the time.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Okay, so pick up that last open phone line. Would you do that for us? Come on, Take Two family, let's go. You've never disappointed us. 833-288-3986. This is May Unscripted. This is it. And then we go into the Sacred Heart of Jesus for June. I love the Sacred Heart, all about the Sacred Heart for June. So it's just exciting time right now. And it's so, we are so fortunate to have Catholic Radio to bring us all together as the body of Christ. So please help us out. Pick up that last open phone line if you have something to say today on Unscripted, 833-288-3986. Jerry, Charles is at the controls. Matt is on the phones. Michael is on social media. And Dylan is also at the controls as well. We got a full packed studio.
Yeah, we got an intern sitting in with us, Dylan. Hope you are enjoying yourself. He was with us yesterday and back today, so always great to have people sitting in on the program, especially those who are interested in radio and Catholic radio and maybe making a career of that. Certainly we'll pray for Dylan and all of those who are thinking along those lines. And we have a lot of calls to get to. Miguel, Rob, Marianne, and some others, but just one line open. Matt Gabensky's busy already screening your calls. It's Unscripted. What do you want to talk about? 833-288-3986.
Our monthly Unscripted for the last day of May. We had Miguel on the line, first-time caller from Illinois. Call back, please. We'd love first-time callers, so please call back, Miguel, if you have some time. It will push you to the front of the line because you were right there. But we're going to get to Marianne in just a moment. Marianne, hang on. Jerry, I just wanted to share with our listeners, for over 40 years, EWTN has been praying with and for people throughout the world. Today, we want to pray for anything that weighs on your heart, such as family members, health, or finances. It's our honor to pray for you. Please take a moment now and send us your prayer request at EWTN.com/prayer.
Okay. As mentioned, we're going to go to your calls. We have a line open. Unscripted is your time to think of whatever it is you want to talk about, and then call us up at 833-288-3986. Marianne called in early in the broadcast, so you get to go first from Wisconsin. Thank you very much, Marianne, for waiting. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello, Marianne.
Oh, thank you.
Sure. What would you like to talk about?
Oh, I'd like to tell you about how through Pavarotti it went to Mother Teresa. It's really a good story. My sister was very, very ill, and I thought, I know what I can do. I'll call Pavarotti and ask him to sing happy birthday to her. And I didn't realize that the nurse was listening to everything I was saying, you know. And I got the Metropolitan Opera Company, and I said, put Luciano on the phone immediately. And she said, I'm his manager. What do you want? I said, it's real simple. I just want him to sing happy birthday to my sister. He said, are you serious? I said, yes. He said, do you realize how much New Channel gets to sing? I said, am I talking about Rossini, the Barber of Seville, with all those figaro? I mean, it's worth $1,000. I said, I'm just talking about 9 seconds to sing Happy Birthday. Some people have it and some people don't. He said, who are you? I said, I'm Mary Ann Bergettis from Wisconsin. He said, is that supposed to mean something? I said, in New York circles, comma, perhaps not. But in Milwaukee, Hartford, Holy Hill, Hubertus, it means a lot. And what is your name? He said, Soul. I said, like in Palais of? He said, yes. Then I got nervous. I called him Pelé. Will you believe that? I said, Pelé, could he help me and sing Happy Birthday? He said, oh. I said, can he do this pro? Could he sing it pro bono? He said, who is the composer? I said, no, there's a legal term that means donated. Will he do that? He said, oh, my. All right. He said, write everything down, and I will have him. Send me all the pertinent information, and I'll have him do that. I said, oh, Filet, I mean, so thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. And so then the nurse, again, she didn't leave. She was listening to every word, and she goes and tells my sister everything about the plan I had with Pavarotti. And she spoiled everything. So when I came into her room, she said two important words to me. Sit down. She said, no, don't bother that man. She said, the one I would really like to meet is Mother Teresa. She said, do you know that she is coming to Marquette? That's a Catholic university in Milwaukee. Do you know that she's coming in Marquette after a 4-year absence to accept the Pierre Marquette Award for her work with the poorest of the poor? Oh, if I could only be in the audience, Mayor. Oh,
Marianne, let me jump in for a second, Marianne, because you've got two stories going here, both of which are phenomenal, actually. And I'm just curious. Did you get Pavarotti to sing the Happy Birthday for your sister? Let's start there.
And she went into the room and told my sister my plan, and my sister told me to sit down. She said, don't write to him. So I never got to, we never had it finalized. The nurse spoiled it. She had no right to do that, but she did. What are you going to do? So then she said, forget Pavarotti. She said, who I really would like to meet is Mother Teresa.
Yeah.
And I said,
Did that happen? Did that happen, Marianne? Did she meet Mother Teresa?
He said, with her order, she has done so many things in all the countries of the world, she said. And her order established hospice centers for the blind, the aged, disabled, and even a leper colony. And
well, Marianne, forgive me, just for the sake of time, I hate to interrupt, but did your sister get to meet Mother Teresa in person at some point?
Yeah, she did.
Oh,
and I wrote a letter to Father Rayner, who was at the Catholic University Market, and I asked if there was any chance that she could meet her, and he said yes. He said, well, have her in the room next to the St. of Joan of our chapel, and she'll be passing by, and she'll stop, and she'll meet her. Oh, my goodness, I couldn't believe that the Holy Spirit was really helping.
Well,
and on her way.
Yeah, Marianne, you have a beautiful, you've got an amazing sister, a blessed sister. She may not have gotten the Happy Birthday sung by Pavarotti, but she had the chance to meet Mother Teresa and Debbie. A lot of people, I know so many people who have met Mother Teresa. It's almost like she, I don't know if she had the gift of bilocation or anything like that,
yeah,
but
no,
a lot
agree.
Of people have been blessed to be able to meet her in person when she was living.
Well, and I would just like to say Marianne gets a virtual, you know, Perseverance Award. I mean, Marianne, what a great sister you are to want to bring such a celebratory message or meeting for your sister. You are a great sister. I love the ability of you to just focus on something that is good for a gift for someone else, and you make it happen. I think it is amazing. Marianne, you just got a beautiful spirit. We wish we could keep you on the whole hour, but we do have packed phone lines on Unscripted. But thank you for being first up, and thank you for being a great sister. You know, we should do another sibling show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, indeed, Marianne. Thank you very, very much. Call the show anytime. You are a beloved part of the Take Two family. We appreciate you having you on today. 833-288-3986. It's your opportunity to set the table with your topic of your choice on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. Rob is in, he's in Cullman, Alabama, listening on the Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Rob.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, this is Bob.
Oh, Bob or Rob?
It's Bob, B-O-B.
Hey, Bob, welcome to the show. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, front words or backwards, B-O-B, B-O-B.
Yeah.
Go right ahead, sir.
First of all, I'm a cradle Catholic, and I've been gone for a long time. In the last 6 weeks, I've been back, and I can't tell you how important EWTN is. I listen to it all the time now. But I wanted to talk about abortion. A while ago, a friend of mine, she was 40 years old, and they were trying to have a baby, and they finally got pregnant. And after 6 weeks, they invited me and my 12-year-old daughter over to see the sonogram. And they played it on the TV, and my 12-year-old daughter said, "Oh, my Lord, it's alive." So fast forward 4 years later, she's 16 in high school and gets pregnant. Mm. And this is in Hoover, Alabama. And the school came to her and said, "We can take care of this. We do not have to tell your parents legally. We don't have to do that. We can make this go away." Guess what? I have a 30-year-old. Oh, she's granddaughter. Mm. Beautiful.
Crazy.
Anyway, I've learned to share that.
Yeah.
It's so long.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, go ahead, Debbie.
Well, I was just going to say, Bob, it's so unfortunate when some of these places that are abortion mills, they don't allow the mother to see that sonogram. You're absolutely spot on, because once, you know, they've done studies on it, that once a woman sees it, sees the sonogram, and then sees their child right on the screen, they it's very difficult for them to end the pregnancy. And so you're absolutely spot on. You know, we need to give women and dads the truth, the honest to goodness truth, before they make a decision like this that is definitely going to affect the rest of their lives, and oftentimes it affects their spiritual lives. So but Bob, you're blessed. So you got a beautiful granddaughter, and you know, you've got a story that you can share for others to help them so that they can prepare if anything were to come about in their families, right?
Yes, you're right. Absolutely right. And she's a beautiful, beautiful lady now. She's 30
yeah.
years old.
Wow.
And thank God for my daughter, who had the ability to stand up and say, "No, we're not doing that."
Right.
Yeah. Bob, just for clarification, I think you said, was it the people at her school who were trying to steer her toward an abortion?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought you said that.
I don't know who it was. It might have been, you know, one of the people that, you know, check on them and all that kind of thing. But she was told, and she told us that she did not have to tell us that she was even pregnant.
Yeah.
And that was many years ago.
Abortion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many? That was a long time ago.
Well, yeah, and Bob, I asked that. Yeah, I asked that for clarification, just because, you know, that is really, really horrific, what they tried to do to your daughter, and you know, I just hope and pray that her, you know, carrying through with the pregnancy and having the baby and all that, I hope it was a teaching moment for them. I hope it helped to enlighten them to the beauty of human life. And I hope that they learned from this. But it sounds like, praise be to God, this all worked out beautifully for your daughter and your grandchild. And, of course, Bob, we want to say welcome back home as well. You came back to your Catholic faith, you said, 6 or 8 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Was there anything in particular, Bob, that kind of triggered your return mm-hmm. to your faith?
I think it might have been The Chosen. Mm. I started watching The Chosen.
Wow.
And I have a very good friend who kept praying for me.
Yeah.
And I do have one last thing. If you could put Danny and Jesse on your prayer list.
Sure.
Jesse is a 30-year-old granddaughter, and Danny is my daughter, who's 26 years old, and they're half-sisters.
Okay.
And they, are, in my view, are pretty far away from where they need to be. So I would appreciate that.
Absolutely. Sure. Yeah. Wow, Bob, you've got, you know, you have so much to share. I'm glad you're sharing it with us on this worldwide platform, but continue to share because you have, you know, to inform people and to form people in the faith, it's so important. And it's a time when I think all of us as Catholics, we need to tell our story. And so thank you for doing that, sir.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Keep up the good work.
Aww, you too,
thank
Bob.
You.
God
thank
bless
you. Pray
Keep
for
us, in your
please.
Prayers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thinking the same along the same lines there.
Definitely.
Thank you, Bob. Blessings. Make the most of this return to your faith as a Catholic, and just let the Lord continue to work in your life. 833-288-3986. Just want to, you know, say to the, we get so many calls, Debbie, as you know, and regular listeners, members of the Take Two family know, people concerned about loved ones away from the faith. And Bob just said, and he got emotional when he said it. He said somebody was praying for me. Someone was praying for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I just hope that sunk deep into all of our hearts, because it that's the most important thing we can do. If you have loved ones who are away from the faith, get praying for them. Get other people praying for them. God wants their return or their coming to the faith way more than we possibly could. And see,
that's
prayer
true.
Works. So that was a beautiful example that Bob gave us.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We do have a couple open phone lines because we had a few people drop off. We had from all around the country, Illinois, Texas. So come on, you guys, New York, call back 833-288-3986. Okay, you're going to make me say it. Don't get started with your weekend yet. We need the phone call, 833-288-3986.
Okay, we've got Teresa, first-time caller in Cleveland, joining us listening today on the EWTN app. Teresa, we do have a break coming up in 2 minutes. We can hold you through that, but we wanted to get started with your call now. So go ahead and share with us what you'd like to talk about.
Oh, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, I'm trying to be, I'm trying to get some advice on a potential job. I interviewed for it 6 months ago, and they finally came back to me with an offer. But it's a contract to hire position, and I like my current job, but this other job offers better benefits, better pay, and all the things. And I'm trying not to look at the material side of it, but now that it's down to the wire, it's a contract, and so they haven't given me the right contract. All the things are a mess, and I'm starting to get cold feet. I just don't know what is best for me, and I've been praying about it, and I keep telling myself, wait on the Lord, but I'm impatient. I just need some guidance.
Sure.
Well, you've waited 6 months. It doesn't sound like you're impatient to me.
I was thinking the same thing. Yeah, you're pretty patient, Teresa.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to hear the music in just about 45 seconds, Teresa. So please hang on, and Jerry and I can go back and forth and maybe give you some ideas to take to prayer for discernment on this. But it sounds like, just real quickly before we go to break, do you have a certain time that you have to give them to let them know if you're going to accept that contract and then also to exit from your other job? Is there a certain time frame?
Yeah, well, they want me to start in 2 weeks.
Okay, hold that thought so you hear the music. Jerry, we're going to come back on Unscripted with Teresa talking about a potential job offer that she has on the table. We do have room for you guys, so let's go. 833-288-3986. This is your show, Unscripted for May. Come on, fill those phone lines. I truly, Jerry, look forward to Unscripted each and every month. I love it because you never know what the topic is going to be, and we learn and grow together. So we're speaking with first-time caller Teresa from Cleveland, Ohio, and Teresa has a job offer on the table. She has to make a decision within 2 weeks, Teresa. And so just real quickly for clarification purposes, just to make sure before we share some suggestions, you like your current job. It's stable. You know, you don't have to leave it in any way, or, you know, it's nothing like that, correct?
Right.
Okay. And this new one,
but they want me
again.
This new one, they want me to make a decision today. They said they wanted me last week, but it's a search firm that's working for the company I ultimately work for. But the search firm is saying, are you signing on? Are you signing on? And they said this last week, and I said, well, I don't know what I'm committing to because I don't have any documents that spell out what I'm what I'm signing up for.
Right.
And I spoke to the company itself, you know, yesterday, and they really want me, and they can't wait to have me. But now everything is in grudge.
Right. Okay. So, Teresa, this is just a suggestion. Listen, you take it to prayer, you know, go and talk to other people as well. But we do a lot of business coaching for our life coaching ministry, Stand Tall. So let me just share a couple things. If you're feeling pressured and you don't have the right contract in front of you and the right information for you to feel really certain that this is the way to go, I would ask for them to confirm certain things before you can commit. Because I have seen in the past that people will jump to a better position and they'll rush and leave their other job. They haven't taken time to really, you know, get the right things in place and to feel totally confident and certain that this is the right move. And then they leave, and then something happens, this collapses, and then they have to kind of crawl back to their previous job begging to see if they could go back or something of that nature. Teresa, sometimes it makes me nervous when you don't have full information around you so you can make a good decision. Your job is your livelihood, obviously. It's something you do for work to pay the bills, right? And so it's important that you should feel very stable and confident and secure in what you're doing. If it were me, I would say, guys, I would love to possibly start with you, but I need more information. I need the proper contracts, the proper, you know, to find out before I leave my stable job. I think sometimes it's a mistake. Now, however, I have seen other situations where people have jumped for a new adventure, a new venture, I should say, and it's worked out beautifully. So it can be both ways. The problem is it makes me nervous when you don't have that full information. And it sounds like, you know, it was 6 months, but now all of a sudden they're kind of pressuring you to make that decision. What do you say, Jerry, before we ask Teresa what she thinks?
You just said exactly what I was going to say, Teresa. My concern would be, like you said earlier, they waited. You applied it apparently 6 months ago, and they've it's taken them all this time to get back to you, and now they want you yesterday. You know, they want you desperately. Well, in 6 months, that gives them time to go through a lot of potential candidates, and apparently they have not filled the position in 6 months, which would also give me a little bit of concern. I mean, obviously, we can't tell you what to do, but these are just some thoughts that Debbie and I have. But we want to hear what you think about the whole situation, Teresa.
Well, thank you for your insights, and I have done that when I had a call yesterday with the hiring company and the search firm. I made that clear that, you know, I was told I was going to get an offer last week, but there was nothing, but there was the request for a commitment, and I told them that I didn't feel comfortable committing to something that I didn't have something in writing that would give me some clarification on all the details about the position. Mm-hmm.
The job
then whatever what else gave me pause is that it's a contract position for a year, and then I would go to the company as an employee, and I expressed my concerns about that because I've never done that, and I don't know how common it is these days. If any of the listeners have experienced this successfully, I'd love to know. But they couldn't give me any guarantee. But when I talked with the people who work at the company, they said, oh, don't worry. We'll check in with you in 6 months and we can decide if you're happy or not. Well, I don't want, I want some sort of guarantee.
Yeah. Yeah, Teresa, this it, just by what you're saying, there's kind of like red flags all around it. If it were me, I would probably stay where I'm at, because we're in very tumultuous times in this country right now, and things happening. If you have a stable job right now, I always get nervous telling people to jump and take that leap of faith, and if they're not certain, and it sounds like your instincts are kicking in, and your instincts are very good, you know. So I would go with it if it were me, but you do what you need to do that's best for you. But for me, if based on what you said, I would not make the jump. Would you, Jerry?
No.
Okay. See, we both agree. We would not make the jump. There's too many uncertainties. There's, you know, they're not giving you any definites. And then what happens if you make this big career move and all of a sudden in 6 months they say, oh, we're sorry, we can't make you an employee. You know, you're going to have to go another year or something. And you're just hanging on like that. I if it were me, I would probably stay for now and just say, guys, I would love to go with you guys, but you're not giving me enough information to feel solid to make that jump.
Take that leap if you got this contract and it spelled everything out.
I think it would have to be really good contract, like real solid, without any you know, vague statements in there, or, you know, exit clauses and stuff that can be really easily, you know, something that they could say, well, we said that in the contract. Just, I think if you're gonna make that kind of jump, make sure you're jumping to something as safe or safer than what you've left. That's all. That's all that. That's what I would say. But please don't do exactly what we say. We take it to prayer. But just based on what you're saying, it makes me nervous. I my instincts are going up, thinking it could be I don't like that kind of strange feeling of not knowing what you're going into, especially when you're leaving a job.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And all right.
But take it to prayer and ask your guardian angel to help you with it too. And, you know, but I would not rush to make a decision. You know, they want you so badly, they can wait a little longer if you know, and send you some more information. I don't know. It just makes me, it doesn't feel right, Teresa. Does it feel right to you, Jerry?
Well, no, but Teresa, if you do get, you know, the information that you're looking for, the job description, the details of the employment situation, whatever, that could definitely change things for you. So, you know, that's something to also consider if they're willing to provide you with that information.
Yeah. Well, the job itself, I know what I would be doing for the position. It's okay. This contract in the middle of it that gives me pause. Oh. And, yeah. You know, they want me to be employed by the recruitment company for a year first and then move over.
Sure.
And that's not all that unusual. I mean, a lot of people do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And it works out for them. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
But go with your instincts, don't you think, Jerry?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Go with your instincts, Teresa.
Okay. Thank you both so much. Okay.
Yeah, okay. We'll be praying.
Thank you.
Yep. Okay,
all right, keep
God
us posted.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. It's still, I always, you know, in business coaching, I always get nervous to ask people to jump from a stable position into something new, unless they're really certain, you know, because in the times that we live in, it can be, you know, there's such a uneasiness of what's happening in the future right now.
True.
Okay.
All right. We have a line open there on Unscripted today. You are tuned in to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. It is your show. We are on EWTN Radio Network every Monday through Friday at this time, and Encore at midnight Eastern Time for those who can't catch the show during the day. And once a month, we open the phone lines without a topic from our end. We get topics from you, things you want to talk about. So if there's something you'd like to discuss, we have a line open for you at 833-288-3986.
And Joe was on the line from New York. Joe, if you want to call back, we'd love to hear what you have to say on this Unscripted. There is room for our listeners right now. You still have time, so please call in 833-288-3986. And yesterday we did a great show because of your calls on jealousy, envy, and it was just very powerful. And Julianne was on the line as the show ran out, and we asked her to call back from New York. Listening on the Station of the Cross, and Julianne did just that. So thank you so very much. Welcome back to Take Two.
Thank you. This is very lighthearted in comparison to some of your other calls, but it has to do with the envy from yesterday.
Sure.
And I, as a very young girl, I was in a classroom with many, many pretty girls. And I just did not think I was as pretty as they were. And it was a little spoiler for me. So I talked to my mother about it, and she gave me a solution that has lasted me my whole life. And it's a poem. I'm not going to say the whole poem because I know you don't have time for that. But it's the poem is Discontent. And it has to do with a buttercup that was in a field next to daisies and was disappointed that she didn't have the daisy beauty, and asked the robin to please find a nice white frill for her someday while he was flying. But the robin said to her, "You silly thing, I think you must be crazy. I'd rather be my honest self than any made-up daisy. Look bravely up into the sky and be content with knowing that God has wished a buttercup right there where you are growing." And that has helped me at different times of my life. I'm an old lady now, but I still, when I have that feeling toward wanting something that is not mine, I say, I'm still a buttercup and happy to be one. So thanks.
Well, thank you. Thanks for calling back, Julianne. And, you know, your call, sorry we didn't get to you yesterday, but time is the enemy sometimes when we get toward the end of the show. But I think a lot of the calls were in a way similar to yours, you know, people, you know, maybe wishing or thinking they could have been somebody else or done something else or what have you. But a theme came through on the show yesterday you probably picked up on, Julianne. Debbie, I know you did, and that was just this gratitude, this sense of gratitude at, you know, who God has made us to be and the gifts that he has given us. And if we have that sense of gratitude and joy and are just happy with who God made us to be, comfortable in our own skin, I guess to say, then, you know, it could help to alleviate a lot of the feelings, the sense of maybe a little bit of jealousy or envy. So what do you think, Deb?
Oh, I agree. And that was beautiful, Julianne. I love that you shared it with the Take Two family. Thank you so much. It shows how much you care because it helped you your whole life. And so now you imparted that, you gifted that to all of us. Thank you so very, very much. And thank you for calling back. That takes a lot of effort and we appreciate it. So thank you. Now you can get started with your weekend, okay?
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless
thank you.
You.
Wow. Hey, Jerry, before you get to another announcement that we want to share with our listeners, we had one of our business coaches just weigh in for Teresa. So, Teresa, if you're listening, they totally agree with what Jerry and I were saying. Teresa, get a clear contract before you make a move, a very clear contract. This comes in from a business coach that's been one for over 25 years. Okay. Get a clear contract. Okay.
Yep. Amen to that. All right, hang on. If you were on the line, we're going to get to you, Lydia in Texas, here in just a moment. First, I want to remind you about EWTN special programming coming up this weekend, Sunday, June 2nd. It is the Feast of Corpus Christi, and the Franciscan Missionaries of the Eternal Word will preside over benediction and procession of Corpus Christi, and that'll be live from the Shrine of the Most Blessed Sacrament, how fitting, in Hanceville, Alabama, Sunday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern on EWTN television and radio.
Mm-hmm. We're going to get back to the phones. Lydia has been waiting in from Midland, Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hello, Lydia. Welcome to the program.
Hi. This is me. I haven't talked to you in a while because my son's been in the hospital a lot.
I know.
And I just want to tell you, I had asked for prayers over and over, and I know I was praying for a miracle, but I had a priest come three times to give him last rites and blessings. And my son passed away May the 15th, and his name is Lee, and I just wanted to put him on the prayer list.
Absolutely. Yeah. Our hearts are breaking for you, Lydia. This just literally happened a couple weeks ago, so we can hear the pain, a mother's heart, the pain. As you know, I mean, obviously, we've got your son in the prayer book. We will be praying for comfort and peace for you and for your son and for the entire family. But please, Lydia, go to our Blessed Mother. You know, let her comfort you, please, because you need this during this time. This is so difficult. It never should be where a parent should bury their child. Never. It's the oddest, strangest feeling. It's not right. It doesn't feel right. So that's why the pain is so intense. What do you say, Jer?
Well, not much to say other than what you said. Promise of prayers, of course. And I didn't catch your son's name, Lydia. I know Debbie didn't, got it in the book. But what was the son's name again?
O-E-E.
Lee.
Okay. Lee. Oh, Lee. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure because we like to pray by name when we have the opportunity to do that. But I agree, Lydia, this is, this is not anything you don't know, but Debbie said go to the Blessed Mother. She knows the pain of losing a son, but, you know, she was hopeful and he did rise again. And, you know, with the spiritual care that you provided for Lee at the end of his life, praise be to God for that. Three times he got, the sacrament mm-hmm. of the sick, the anointing. Hopefully that will give you confidence and hope. And as you pray, for his soul, which we will do also, we just pray that he is in the arms of Jesus and Mary and even St. Joseph and all the angels and saints right now. So,
absolutely. And we will be praying, Lydia, but just if you can, tell us just a little bit about Lee so we can just feel closer to him.
He was handicapped, mentally retarded. He had meningitis when he was 2 years old. And he was an angel, and he was in so much pain, but he never complained. And, being going back and forth to the doctor because of medications, it got cirrhosis to the liver. Mm-hmm. And every time we go to the hospital, he was always welcomed by all the people, and they loved him, and they cared for him. And I tell you, we had a glorious, when he died, we had people coming in into the room saying goodbye to him, and there was three chaplains. That one chaplain said that he's never seen such a departing of blessings for a person in a hospital. So I know that Jesus held him by the hand and said, come on, let's go home. And that really comforts me, but it's just that I just miss him so much because he was such my angel. And I took care of him, and I never complained because when he got sick, I told God, please, God, I take care of my son. I don't complain. I love my son. And I did everything I could. And he always had a smile on his face because he knew he was so loved. Mm-hmm. And then that's what makes me happy to know that he was so loved. And, mm-hmm. and I just know that he's okay because I know Jesus has him. But it's just that I miss him so much, but I know that he's okay again. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to tell you, thank you so much for your prayers because with all your prayers and everything, I know that my son got sent off with I just know that he was welcome and he was a celebration, and that's what comforts me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but Lydia, here's one thing. You're right in the middle of this real raw emotion of losing your son, but as the grieving process moves on, Lydia, you just told Lee's story so beautifully, and you told the love that you have for your son, and the care that you said, God, I'm going to care for my son, and you talked about how he was your angel. Lydia, keep telling his story as you get past this grieving process, okay? And it will get a little bit easier as each day goes on. But you know what, Lydia? It's time for you to share with the world so you can help others to know the kind of love that you have for your son. And you said about him being sent off to meet Jesus and how people were impacted so much so. Tell that story to everybody. They need to hear it, right, Jerry?
Yeah, Lydia, as you were sharing that about Lee, I feel like I know him now in a certain sense. And I definitely can say I would have loved to have been one of the people that hospital room for mm-hmm. that beautiful send-off. So I agree with Debbie, Lydia. You have got a very special gift here that God gave you and your son. He is with the Lord wanted him with him now, but you can carry on his legacy and his life can still have a great impact on a lot of people. So. Okay. Those are just some thoughts we had, Lydia. Yeah.
And check in with us, Lydia. Okay, we're praying. Okay,
I will. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you too.
Thank we love you. Thank you.
Take Two family. I'm sure you're all praying for Lee right now, his soul, mm-hmm. and comfort for Lydia. Consolation.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, we've got also messages are coming in. People are praying also for Teresa and her job move. So a lot of people are praying for Teresa because that's a big thing to make a move.
Yeah,
okay, man. One more call, two more calls.
We can get to Kellen in Baltimore listening, actually watching the video on YouTube this day. Kellen, welcome to Take Two.
Hi, I just want to tell you that I've had three times in my life where the Lord gave me messages. One was I was at a relic over Christmas time, and it was actually a relic of the cloth from the Lord, from Veronica wiping the blood off the Lord. Anyway, I was in line, and these people said, do you want to get in front of me? Because they saw that I had a walker, and I said, no, that's okay. I have cerebral palsy. I'll just wait till the end of the line because it's hard for me to stand up. And at the end of the thing, the gentleman came up to me and he said, hey, my sister, she had a really severe case of cerebral palsy. And she, I just want to let you know, I'm really happy to meet you, but she passed away. And I said, I think your sister's in this room. And I shook his hand. I said, your sister's definitely in this room. And then the other time was when I told my priest, the Lord is telling me to just persevere with my life because I've had ups and downs with my disability. And I went into the first grade classroom where I was teaching, and it was a public school, and the poster said perseverance on it. I took a picture of it. Mm-hmm. And then the third one was, I couldn't sleep, so it was 4 o'clock in the morning. I turned on EWTN, and they were talking about Sister Bernadette. She's one of my favorite saints because I have asthma, too. And the lady on there was talking about how she persevered through a disability. And I said, Lord, thank you for giving me these messages. That's what I'm doing in my life.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, Kellen, you are very gifted by God. You've obviously got the health issue that you've been dealing with during your life, but, you know, it sounds like the hand of God has touched you in some very, very special ways, some beautiful ways. We have we do a lot of shows on, you know, experience encountering angels and our guardian angel and just God doing really extraordinary things in people's lives, and it sounds like you definitely have had some of those experiences in your life, and I know you're very grateful for those. Debbie, yeah. I don't know if you got any comments.
Well, I just love how you tapped into perseverance and to persevere in all situations and to never lose hope and to keep going. And, you know, John Paul II used to say that, never, ever, ever give up. And Kellen, you demonstrate that so very much. And I love your spirit. And thank you so much for sharing with us today. You know, Marianne got us started with being, you know, persevering to get a birthday message for her sister, right? And it's this idea. And we can persevere in many different areas of life and in many different levels. But when we have these challenges, health challenges, or things that are with us all the time that limit us in some way, and we persevere, we power through it, we keep moving, it's God will shine. And I'm sure you've seen that, Kellen. God will shine, and God shows his magnificence. So God bless you. Thank you for sharing with us today.
Thank you.
God bless you, Kellen.
Have a great weekend. Yes.
In fact, I just made a note to do a show. A time when you have persevered through a trial. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I love
That'd
it.
Be a great
I love
show.
It.
We'll put that on the calendar. This is how we get a lot of show topic ideas.
Yeah. On YouTube, Jerry, please wave. Kasia says, please pray for parents of estranged adult children. Many are also banned from seeing their grandchildren. It's becoming a pandemic. Very, very true. It's been a pandemic for quite some time now. There's millions and millions in the same situation. So yes, we do pray. It's a permanent prayer intention in our prayer book. And on Facebook, waving to you, Dorothy, my brother James is in the hospital due to pneumonia and is on a ventilator since Saturday. He is also having high blood pressure issues now. He has a strong faith, needing prayers. Okay, we need to really storm heaven for James. We've got to get him well and get him off that ventilator and so he can breathe on his own. And so, Dorothy, we put James in the prayer book and the medical people around him.
Yes, absolutely. That's so important that we pray not only for people who are going through health problems, but for those who are caring for them, because they are the hands of Jesus, and when they are providing that medical care and the nursing care and all of that. So indeed, prayers for James. Thank you all for listening. Thanks for those of you viewing on Facebook and YouTube. It's been a great unscripted show, Debbie, as it always is every month.
Yeah, a couple things I just wanted to share. So tomorrow on the Spirit World with Adam Bly, we are introducing the Sacred Heart for the month of June. All the visions and messages from Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque. So we're very excited about that, talking about the Sacred Heart. That's on Saturday. And Monday, I'm going to be asking, do you believe in your guardian angel? Oh, Jerry, you know how I'm going to love this show on Monday.
Definitely, definitely. All right, can I say it? Now you can get started with your weekend.
Definitely.
Debbie always says that. I stole that from her today.
I love it.
Do you believe in your guardian angel Monday? Great Unscripted, thank you. Thank you to the show team, Matt, Charles, Michael. Thank you, affiliates, for carrying the program. Take Two family, we love you. Thank you so much for making it another great broadcast. Today is the Feast of the Visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary, so we just remember her in a very, very special way today. Remember, the month of Mary ends today, but the month of Mary never ends. So keep your devotion and love going for her always.
That's true. And until Monday, have a beautiful and blessed weekend. We'll see you real soon.